finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Second hour, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report. And I'm getting around to the executive order signed by the Bushite, Herbert Walker, on April 30th of 1992. Look it up for yourself. Executive Order 12803. And this is an executive order that was signed to sell off stuff that we own in this country. Okay? That was your President Herbert Walker Bush. And we'll get around to that. I want to continue with this so you get a better idea of what the hell is going on in this country. You see, it's just not toll roads, folks. It's utility companies. It's water resource companies. It's everything. I was talking to the talk show host, Norm Jones guy. He thought it was a good idea that the roadside stops along the highways up in Michigan are sold off to, private companies. Well, because they have an $800 million tax bill that they've got, it's come due in Michigan. Actually, they've got an $800 million deficit. So they're looking for ways to cut costs. I said, have they talked about selling off the freeways or the highways up there yet? No, not yet. I said, don't worry, they'll get around to it. Granholm will have to wheel and deal just like Rick Perry down here in Texas did, just like Indiana has, just like New Jersey is proposing selling off the New Jersey Turnpike, for God's sakes. That's a turnpike that's already making revenue that should be paying for itself many times over. But there's a little twist on that deal, that the retirement funds for the turnpike was actually put in stock that the companies that bought up, that's right, existing roads in Indiana. See how this little mind game, this little chuck and jive shell game is going on? As water becomes scarcer, and city and towns must invest in infrastructure such as aqueducts, water mains, and treatment plants, they also have to drill wells and find new water sources such as desalinization plants. Fast-growing cities and businesses, particularly in emerging markets such as China and India, need lots more clean water. All right, I got an idea. Let me stop here for a second. Why aren't these investment companies out there? Why aren't they investing in building companies, desalinization plants? You know, how perfect is this, Ken? Think about this. Global warming. It's a real deal. The oceans are going to rise. Okay, let's pump the water out of the oceans. Let's desalinate it. Hey, let's go water our flowers. Why aren't they doing that? Because they're corporate raiders. They'll take over existing, not building new stuff, mind you. They'll take over existing stuff, maximize it, leave it in a shambles, and let you, the consumer, the customer, holding the bag. The story in USA Today continues saying, we felt there were opportunities in water, says Christian Magoon of Claymore Securities. It's where infrastructure meets commodities meets global investing. Oh, did he say a mouthful. The funds try to distinguish themselves by where they invest and what they invest in. The power shares, now here's a breakdown of this one. And who's lurking in the background of this one? Guess what? General Electric. The power shares fund focuses on the U.S. companies. The U.S. is a big player in water, Bond says. There's a lot of growth here. Its biggest holding is Valmont Industries, which makes agricultural irrigation equipment. The Claymore Fund, which invested in 16 countries, follows the worldwide stock index. Its largest holding, Veolia Environment, a French company that provides water management services. PowerShare's Water Resources follows the Palisades Water Index of companies in the water industry. We'll get around to General Electric here in a second. Think they bring good things to life? Yeah.
Self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
800-409-5633. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So in comes GE. Oh, in a small way, but in an emerging water fund assets rise. They're looking to make tons of money off of something that they don't even create in the first place. I can't even come up with a proper analogy for this one. The fund defines a water-related company in varying ways. For example, General Electric is the third largest holding in the Power Shares Fund. Now, while GE's Water and Process Technologies division produces water treatment chemicals, filters, and other purification products, it accounts for just 2% of GE's revenues. Well, right now. GE's water exposure might not be enough for water investing purists. Now, these water ETFs cover a tiny, specialized sector, so are more volatile than broader-based ETFs, such as those that track the Standard & Poor's 500, say the S&P 500. Unlike most mutual funds, which investors buy directly from fund companies and are priced once a day, the ETFs are traded continually on its stock exchanges. So, you know, you have these big investment companies doing this. They're out there selling their stocks, making money off of everything, and but the majority of the money is going to come from you. That's just icing on the cake to them. But through higher prices for water, electricity, sewage, treatment, you name it, driving on our own roads. Oh, I'm sorry, what used to be our roads, paying tolls now. And that's if we're going to be able to drive, you're going to afford to fuel your car to get it on one of these toll roads to pay their tolls. Because, well, I don't have to tell you about gas prices. You already know about that one. So here we go with the continual squeeze on Americans. Now, all of this 1 hour and 10 minute diatribe, which I see by the numbers on the net, some of you aren't interested in because it's not the latest, greatest assault on Americans from the police state. Well, this is another form of gun, and I'm sorry you left because this is going to be affecting you. Executive Order 12803, the infrastructure privatization. Now, get the first line of this. And this is George Herbert Walker Bush. By authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, and in order to ensure that the United States achieves the most beneficial economic use of its resources, it is hereby ordered as follows. And they go through these sections, the definitions for purpose of this order. Privatization means the disposition or transfer, let's underscore that, of an infrastructure asset, such as by sale or by long-term lease, from the state or local governments to a private party. B in Section 1 says infrastructure asset means any asset financed in whole or in part by the federal government and needed for functioning of the economy. Examples such as the assets include but are not limited to roads, tunnels, bridges, electricity supply facilities, mass transit, rail transportation, airports, port waterways, water supply facilities, recycling and wastewater treatment facilities, solid waste disposal facilities, housing, schools, prisons, and hospitals. I didn't know that hospitals were funded by the Fed. They got their fingers in there somehow. Okay. Originally authorized purposes means the general objectives of the original grant program. However, the term is not intended to include every condition requires for a guarantee or a grantee, excuse me, my error, to have obtained the original grant. Transfer price means the amount paid or to be paid by a private party for an infrastructure asset. If the asset is transferred as a result of the competitive bidding of, say, the appraised value of an infrastructure asset or determined by the head of the executive department or agency and the director of Office of Management and Budget, if the asset is not transferred as a result of competitive bidding. Is that kind of like Halliburton in Iraq? Yeah, the no-bid process. State and local governments means the governments of any state of the United States, the District of Columbia, or any commonwealth, territory, or possession of the United States, and any country, municipality, city, town, township, local public authority, school district, special district, intrastate district, regional or interstate government entity, council of governments, and any agency or instrumentality of a local government and any federally recognized Indian tribe. Section 2, Fundamental Principles. Executive documents and agencies shall be guided by the following objectives and principles. Adequate and well-maintained infrastructure is critical to economic growth. Consistent with the principles of federalism enumerated in the Executive Order 12612, and in order to allow the private sector to provide for infrastructure modernization and expansion, state and local governments should have greater freedom to privatize infrastructure assets. Private enterprise and competitively driven improvements are the foundation of our nation's economy and economic growth. Federal financing of infrastructure assets should not act as a barrier to the achievement of economic efficiencies through additional private market financing or competitive practices or both. State and local governments are in the best position to assess to assess the respond to local needs. State and local governments should subject to assuring continued compliance with federal requirements that public use be on reasonable and non-discriminatory terms have maximum possible freedom to make decisions concerning the maintenance and disposition of their federally financed infrastructure assets. User fees are generally more efficient than general taxes as a means to support infrastructure assets. Privatization transactions should be structured so as not to result in unreasonable increases in charges to users. You heard what I read you the first hour. Are you buying that? And this is Bush's twin brother down here. Yeah, that took over. Yeah, what's the guy's name? Texas Governor Rick Bush Perry. Yeah, I think it's his half-brother. Unreasonable increases. And what does unreasonable mean? If you have a corporation that's setting prices for the products that they're selling or services, unreasonable to whom? Are our gas prices at the pump right now unreasonable? Because it was specifically done by the oil giants to consolidate, to try the ruse to pull the wool over people's eyes here in this country, though that's just supply and demand. That's all that it is. The demand is up. You know, we had a strong wind blowing here, and they called that Katrina. That did some infrastructure damage there, and, you know, it took us a while to get online. But I've got the list of refineries that have been shut down and not one new one built in this country in over 30 years. But they've been closing them down since the 50s, folks. How did they know that? They planned it. That's why. And the rest of the country in dribs and drabs are starting to find that out. Now back to this executive order. Privatization initiative. To the extent permitted by law, the head of each executive department and agency shall undertake the following actions. Review those procedures affecting the management and disposition of federally financed infrastructure assets owned by a state or local governments, and modify those procedures to encourage appropriate privatization of such assets consistent with this order. Oh, and by the way, the Fed is going to assist the state and local governments in their efforts to advance the objectives of this order and approve state and local governments' request to privatize infrastructure assets consistent with the criteria in Section 4 of this order, blah, blah, blah. Where necessary, grant exceptions to the disposition requirements of the Uniform Administration Requirements for Grants and Cooperative Agreements to state and local governments, or other relevant rules or regulations for infrastructure assets, provided that the transfer price shall be distributed as paid in the following manner. State and local governments shall first recoup in their full unadjusted dollar amount of their portion of the total project cost, including any transaction and fix-up costs they incur associated with the infrastructure assets involved. If proceeds remain, then the federal government shall recoup in full the amount of the federal grant awards associated with the infrastructure assets. So there's a kickback to the Fed right away. Less the applicable shares of the accumulated depreciation on such assets, calculating the use of the Internal Revenue Service accelerated depreciation schedule for the categories of assets in question. And finally, the state and local governments shall keep any remaining proceeds. Yeah, good luck. Now, the criteria, to the extent permitted by law, the head of the executive department of or agency that shall approve a request in accordance with the sections of this order only if the grantee agrees to use the proceeds described in the section of this order for investment in additional infrastructure assets after public notice of the proposed investment or for debt or tax reduction. Now, this has a little bit left in it, but there's the load of it. George Bush, the White House, April 30th, 1992. So there you have it as to why we got Texas toll roads down here. While it's the guy that almost died there, busted up all his bones, lost half his blood, the governor over there. At any rate, the one I made a crack about yesterday, they should have stayed comatose for another 6 months. At any rate, folks, we warned you. We warned you that when we were covering this, when I was first covering this, I had the distinct impression nobody else was paying attention to this. And I warned that this is going to be going on all across the country. but not just with the toll roads. Are you hearing me now?
Privacy crisis, odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymous. Open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
And the heat is getting turned up on our currency, ladies and gentlemen. The regional currency to replace dollar in Argentina and Brazil trade, Buenos Aires. Argentina and Brazil, South America's two largest economies, will drop the U.S. dollar in favor of a regional currency in their bilateral trade starting in October of 2007, according to the Argentine Economics Minister, Felisa Micheli. The country's transition to a new currency, as yet unnamed, is part of a pilot project by the South American continent's major trade alliance, Mercosur, to replace the U.S. currency in internal transactions with money of its own. Everybody's dropping the dollar. Meantime, we've got to sell $3 billion a day to some sucker out there. For a dollar, it's only worth about 3 cents, and it ain't washing. That's why Iran is such a big deal. Because they only wanted to sell their euros to us either in gold, or they said take your Federal Reserve notes, basically stick them. But before you do that, transfer them to euros, and then we might take them. Let's go to the phones here. Vince in Montana. Hello, Vince.
Very, very pertinent stuff today, John.
Well, and I'll tell you what. I was watching the internet numbers, and I've got about 200 or 300 less than I normally do. And I guess this is too dry and boring for some people because I just explained why they're seeing all the infrastructure sold out right from under them, the Supreme Court and its ruling for eminent domain, and you name it.
Well, here's a good report for you. In Montana here, we just had a company called Brown Babcock Infrastructures attempt to buy up the power infrastructure up here, not the generation plants, but all of the lines and
substations and all that stuff.
All of the within the state of Montana.
Mm-hmm.
We got ripped off in the deregulation back in the late 90s and basically lost what was essentially a state-owned cheapest utilities in the country, and we drank the deregulation Kool-Aid, and now our rates are up with California. We took a bitter blow from a guy named Mark Roscoe, who later on was recruited to become the attorney general for Harbush, but he refused it and instead went to work for Enron. Anyway, guy's a world-class crook. Anyway, this Brown Babcock Infrastructures, which is wholly owned by Rothschild's Holding in Europe. They're out of Australia, but they're owned by Rothschild's Holding and advised by Rothschild's Holdings. They came up here and attempted to buy up the power infrastructure up here in Montana, and it had to go in front of the Public Service Commission, which is half Democrat, half Republican. They went through the hearings up here, and they were going to show a profit payout that was so high that they refused to disclose it. In other words, this was going to be a world-class ripoff. They were going to come up here and milk the hillbillies. If you understand the politics up here, the Democrats and Republicans of late have been uniting wholly to fight this type of stuff. We turned down the Real ID Act. They passed a unanimous resolution.
Let me ask you a question, Vince. How many of them know the reason why that happened to Montana? Because of President Senor Bush, Herbert Walker.
Well, I don't know. Well, I think we know up here because we got fooled once before, and our radar was up. But anyway.
Yeah, but my point is, and Vince, I don't mean to interrupt you here, but my point is, do they know the origin of their recent headache up there?
No, I don't think so.
Well, and this is what they need to find out, that this is
right.
Not something that's just affecting Montana. It's going on across this nation.
Well, I've got some more after this. Anyway, I was going to give you this. But anyway, so turns out yesterday we get the news that the Public Service Commission up here unanimously shut the deal down. Hooray, hurrah. They told Brown Babcock Infrastructures to pack sand and get out of the country. We're not selling it to you. Your Rothschild money's not welcome up here, and basically shut the deal down. They're not allowed to sell.
Well, that's a partial victory because you guys are still stuck with higher utility bills, are you not?
That's something that we fell for a long time ago, but this was going to be exponentially worse.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the company that bought it during deregulation is Pennsylvania Power and Light. At least it's owned in this country. This was going to go to Australia, a front for the Eurobankers. So this was a buyout by the same company that's, the same Spanish company that's doing your Texas Trans-Texas Corridor. They're all part of this economic hydra out there that's going to try to grab the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
go ahead.
That's a good news, and that's how people can. We really got on the Public Service Commission up here. People were writing; they were outraged, and they got a unanimous decision again. Amazing thing that these people that belong to both parties, when the people put the pressure on them, they respond.
Well, now, if it hits them in the pocketbook, yes.
Well, they're basically getting threatened with their jobs if they don't. I mean, the pressure was tremendous.
Okay.
Anyway, get on to under the subject of water and Herr Bush. So interesting that he recently purchased that estancia down in Paraguay over the world's largest freshwater aquifer, the Guarani Aquifer, 98,000-acre estancia, and Reverend Sun Young Moon just purchased a 360,000-acre estancia over that giant freshwater reservoir.
Vince, don't go away. Hold on. folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, I was just thinking during the break, Vince, that, you know, you watch CNN or Fox News and they'll tell you about the latest and greatest tragedy, the child that was killed, or who the next star on American Idol is, or some mundane story that really doesn't have anything to do with core issues. Do you think you'd ever hear a report like this on CNN?
Well, no. But the one-eyed monster is an indoctrination machine.
There you go. Now, you were saying about President Bush, a lot of people speculated that maybe he was buying up this property down there that to make his escape after the coup d'etat happens in this country.
Well, it would be that would be consistent with his family heritage, with old Prescott and the rat line and the Nazis heading to Paraguay and Argentina. But the thing is this Guarani aquifer, largest, purest freshwater source in the world, if these lunatics decide to even wage a low-scale nuclear war, even a series of dirty nukes, they can create a demand for southern hemispheric fresh water that would make them rich beyond their wildest dream. Now, this was done by the Bush Trust, not by the Carlyle Group, but they actually sent Jenna, if you can believe, in news that's stranger than reality. Ripley's wouldn't even believe that someone would send Jenna Bush down to finalize a deal, but I guess she mombed her way right down there and signed the papers.
Oh, jeez. This is not funny, but Jenna Bush?
Jenna Bush, you know, the one famous for her conga line episodes, you know.
So. Yeah, getting busted down here in an Austin 6th Street bar. Yeah, we know Jenna. My goodness. All right.
At least they know how to hire good help. Huh?
Well, hey, a bush is a bush, right? I mean, if she's the rubber stamp, hey, she's genetically predisposed, I guess. Hey, Vince, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. And let me take Coy in Missouri quickly. I got Robbie Noel standing in the wings. Don't get antsy, Mr. Noel. I'll be right with you. Coy in Missouri. Hello,
yes,
Coy.
Sir. Yes, sir, John. Interesting comment that guy made about the Rothschilds wanting to buy that power grid up in South Dakota, Montana, somewhere. But
isn't that interesting? The very same global power brokers that are behind the globalization process.
Yeah.
They're just here to just make a few bucks.
And that's basically what I had two points I wanted to make here. One was, you remember when Enron failed? It came on the air one day. It was a spokesperson for the company or one of the upper management said, they said on the air, and it never did ever come on again, that their parent company was N.M. Rothschild, and N.M. Rothschild had told people at Enron that Rothschild had gotten what they wanted, the rest is yours. Anyway, that's the first point, which just goes to show, you know, they're buying up everything, involved in everything. But anyway, there's been a...
Yeah, let's stop here and let's add another thread to this link. We're talking about Rothschilds. We're talking about old European money. We're talking about banksters that help create the debt through their usury privatized system inside our own country, knowing these damn fools in Washington, D.C. wouldn't go, oh, wait a minute, we've got to pay Guido the juice. We better slow down on our spending. You see how this whole thing goes full circle?
Oh, yes. It's all interrelated. I mean, they get you on both ends. Anywhere you're going, by creating the money and then making you pay out of your nose. So I would say probably 95 cents on a dollar.
And when the when the globalization process takes place and we empty out the job market and the manufacturing base, we just turn this into a service industry, the tax base goes down, more and more states and FedGov itself is just screaming for money all over the place. Well, what's the natural solution to do? Oh, that's right. You sell off the infrastructure to the very same people that helped to create the problem in the first place.
Well,
you want to talk about the Mac Daddy of Hegelian dialectic. There you are.
Well, there's a second point I was going to make. There's been a documentary that's run over and over on WorldLink TV, and it was people rioting down in some of these South American and African countries over the quality of their water. They were saying the water used to be good until it was privatized, and that wasn't fit to drink. And they showed the signs on the gates to some of the places where these people had their offices and the buildings, and guess what they said? Every single place, I think there was like three or four different places, the sign said KBR, which is, of course, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, a Cheney, Bush top stockholder company. And that's exactly what's going to happen in our country if they privatize, especially if KBR does it.
Well, and what where was it in Mexico that these people actually took to the streets and the city officials that were trying to sell out their water, trying to sell out their water to a private company, the people with sticks and brooms and bricks and whatever they could grab, fell out in the streets, and I think they even killed these officials off.
Well, they should have, and that's what they were rioting down there. I tell you, I'm really, really proud of you for putting on Dr. Wynn Parker. Boy, he's got the story on that stuff, and this blending in wastewater with your darn drinking water. When you know, there's no shortage of water, really. I mean, what does that water do? Pack up its bags and head off to some other planet or something?
It is a continual cycle on planet Earth. All the rain that we get across the dry land comes from the oceans, and it recycles as it does today, as it did for millions of years and a billion years ago.
That's right.
So, but it's now in a commodity because they're in there rigging the thing to make the things self-destruct. My producer here during one of the breaks said that, you know, he said, what did Israel do? Where do they get their water? They built desalinization plants.
That's right.
And I said to him, you know, I said, for a number of years, I always wondered why anybody in the desert Southwest didn't build these desalinization plants, because, you know, Mexico gets part of the Colorado River water, and, well, everybody's in a bunge about this water, but yet we've got the ocean sitting there, and building desalinization plants and pipelines to pipe that water anywhere they want to.
Well, that's a point I make all the time to people. What do you think that we could have done insofar as desalinization plants or irrigating the desert and a million other things with that hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars we've used to go over there and kill innocent people?
Well, you know, it's just not benefiting. That benefits a few people, Coy, but you see, that doesn't necessarily benefit us. I think people are starting to get the idea that any of this has nothing to do with the benefit of the individual or a society or a country.
Well, I was talking on this here deal with when, was on there today, Ron Paul, how much good we've done. And I say, going to and killing 1.5 million people is doing them good? How we saved them from a tyrant? Good Lord, I can't believe that these congressmen are saying stuff like that.
He didn't mean Ron Paul said that.
No, that's what they were this here. Giuliani was saying that Ron Paul apologized because we have saved those people.
Yeah, we saved them. Yeah, let me see. Saddam Hussein, I think the last figure I heard, he was responsible for killing off 1,800 people. And then we went in there and mowed down, and the conservative figures, 750,000, but it's probably 1 million plus.
And you know, I have heard 3 generals on different talk shows say that Hussein did not gas the Kurds. The Kurds were gassed with cyanide, and Hussein didn't even have cyanide. And besides, one of the things that happens when you want Iran used cyanide, but they was having some sort of battle up there. And when you ever use gases that are heavier in air, they flow downhill, just like those gases did from that lake in South America and killed hundreds of people in his village. And that was just actually oxygen depletion. But that gas flowed down to this village and killed these people, and no one did it on purpose, but it was Iran's own mistake.
Well, and what this is looking more to me like is another special operations group guided and shepherded by the CIA.
Well, was it? Even Spotlight talked about how it was the Mossad and the CIA that started this here big thing between the Kurds and the Iraqis, promising them a bunch of stuff that was, you know, another one of their dirty tricks like they've always done.
And of course, we've got George Bush, and I've covered that extensively here, about his plan. I just heard his press conference today. He was talking about, you know, using different mechanisms to convince Ahmadinejad and his government over there that they need to play ball and not do these nuclear plants and not possibly use the fuel for nuclear weapons when Israel, sitting right next door to him, has over 400 nuclear weapons. Basically, what he's telling them is, you lay down, don't defend yourself, or we're going to kill you. That's basically what he said. Coy, I've got to run.
Yeah, okay.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Mr. Noel, have you been listening to any of this broadcast here?
No.
Not at all. You taking a nap on that end?
Yes. Just because I'm on the radio doesn't mean I have to listen to it.
How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well, thank you very much.
Well, for the last hour and 45 minutes, I've covered exhaustively, and it's just really the tip of the iceberg about the privatization deal, what's going on in America, who's selling out whom, who's behind it, and it's all the wonderful globalization process that heretofore we were told, we were just absolute kooks, wingnuts, anti-government, disgruntled, disenfranchised, nuts, just out there stirring up problems.
Sure. Hey, listen, while you were on the air, the Congress passed the Iraq spending bill, so that's official.
Oh, do we got benchmarks?
No benchmarks, but we do have now a minimum wage increase.
Well, that ought to, well, hell. that ought to help the school kids that are not going to be working in Mickey D's or the grandmothers that used to work there before the high school kids took over, because all the illegals are in there manning the counters at Mickey D's across the country.
Sure. It was the only concession that the Republicans gave the Democrats in the supplemental.
Yeah. The spending bill for the war that we shouldn't be in. And by the way, you've heard that the budget for next year is a paltry $2.9 trillion.
Well, they're going to need it, because I hate to say this, but I've been watching all morning. I've been watching Senate debate on the immigration bill. It's going to pass. Byron Dorgan's amendment, which was to take out the language of the employees, fell to, I think it went 49-48. He lost by one vote.
Now that goes from the Senate, then it goes to Congress, then it goes to committee, comes out of committee and goes to the president, which is assured to sign it.
Oh, sure.
Gee,
what a fun day.
Who fun goo. I think it's time for a second American Revolution.
Oh, absolutely. But the last time I called for that, six people showed up. Three of them called in and asked if we could postpone it for another week because they had to go to a ball game for their kids. So we got a problem here.
Well, people are waking up, though, Robbie. I've always held out hope, because I knew that this, kind of like a nuclear weapon, they discovered when we developed the atom bomb during World War II, that this fissionable process, it was feasible. But they needed to do it in such a way that they needed to compress that core really rapidly. And that's what's going to happen to the American people. They're going to get compressed real fast, and then they're going to go nuclear.
Oh, sure.
But
Look, the one thing that I have learned, it's almost like a woman scorned. When people suddenly realize that they've been lied to, and all their principles have been violated, they change dramatically. I mean, they do change dramatically.
And what have we always said, Robbie? That the common, ordinary American out there, the GDP, and that's the generally dumb public, not the gross domestic product, but not until this comes home to roost heavily on their shoulders are they going to wake up. But our fear is for those people, any saving grace, any emergency plan, plan A, plan B, it's going to be the O, capital S, with a HIT program. That's going to be the program, the O crap program.
Yep.
And out of that chaos, I wonder how many sound, logical decisions they're going to be able to make.
Well,
they're not going to have time to scratch anything.
Yep.
Pick their nose, wind a wristwatch, or go blind. It's going to happen real quick to them.
And the sad thing, and the impetus that's going to lead to this, ultimately will be a financial one. Because it's only up until the time when people are devastated financially that they will start asking questions to try and explain what happened.
Well, if Ron Paul isn't elected president in 2008, and he wouldn't take office until what, January 2009?
Nine. Yep.
Do you hear that ticking sound, that time bomb in the background? I wonder if it's set to detonate before this man could possibly take office.
According to the producer of my show, apparently it's my Skype connection that's ticking in the background.
It is. It is. I don't know what it is, but there's
something ticking in the background.
Yeah, it's rather annoying. I've been listening to it for a while. Is it your computer? It's got to be your computer or your.
I've got no idea what it is. I've checked everything. I've got a whole new system here. It should be perfect. But coming up on my show, I might as well just simply give it a plug. Ron Paul was at the Washington Press Club this morning, and he was he was giving a challenge to Rudy Giuliani.
Yes, about reading his assignment, his reading assignment.
Reading assignment. We have the three books that he mentioned. Unfortunately, there's no audio or video. Apparently, it's Ron Paul's campaign is trying to get hold of the video, which apparently, I thought it was C-SPAN that was doing it.
No, actually it was at the National Press Club.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was ABC that's got the audio and video on it. So hopefully it'll be up according to his campaign website, it should be up in about 2 or 3 days.
Good.
But we'll run down the three books, Dying to Win, Imperial Hubris, and Blowback.
And who was the gentleman that was over there? He was the head of the CIA counterterrorism in charge of the Bin Laden deal. And he was actually there with Mr. Ron Paul this morning.
Yeah, he was the author of Imperial Hubris. Schieffer, I believe his name was. Michael Shearer.
Yeah, Shearer. And do you think this will be an answer? Do you think Rudy Giuliani, during the next debate, which is going to take place on June 5th, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CNN, do you think Rudy's going to be dumb enough to bring this policy deal up again?
This is going to be an interesting one.
Yes, it will be. Hang on, Robbie Noel, leader of the next show coming up, The Flip Side with Robbie Noel. He'll be joining us here after this break and then up after me on Republic Broadcasting Network.
And be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
My producer here said during the break, Robbie, that you went out and got a brand new computer, but you went out and bought one of those funky Macintoshes again. So now,
I'm loyal to a fault.
Yeah. Well, you got a fault there. Well, it's better than the old Mac that you have because by way of Skype, we used to hear you go every once in a while, but now we just get a ticking sound.
Yes.
Well, it's probably that bomb in that computer, Robbie.
Yep.
At any rate, we're talking about people surviving the calamity, and for those that do not have the foresight or the information to make plans for the O capital S with a hit day here, what do we have for them, Robbie? The one and only hope that I see for people actually, while the Federal Reserve notes can buy anything at all, anything, what do we have?
Well,
what do we have for these people?
Today was an interesting day, to say the least. But I'll save the financial commentary till the next hour. But two of the most popular coins that we've ever offered on Republic Trading Group, the French rooster and the Swiss franc. These are fifth of an ounce gold pieces. And if you compare it, now you got to understand French roosters and Swiss francs, these are all pre-1933 edition coins, all in brilliant uncirculated condition. They sell for $140, whether it's the French rooster or the Swiss franc. They're both the same price because they're both a fifth of an ounce. When you compare it to a modern issue bullion coin,
mm-hmm.
There's no equivalent fifth ounce, but if you compare it to a 10th ounce American gold eagle, two 10th ounce American gold eagles equals a fifth of an ounce, that would run you $157.20.
So you get a pre 1933 brilliant uncirculated coin from France or Switzerland for less money than the stuff that they're making now.
Sure.
Sounds like
$140.
Sounds like a deal to me. Now, is there a minimum they have to purchase on that deal?
No minimums.
Okay. All right, folks, we've been telling... Robbie, I don't know if I'm feeling sorry or if I feel bad for the people. The economic handwriting is on the wall if they're paying a least amount of attention out there. And you know, I hate to say this, but I'm rapidly approaching... the idea that for those that don't want to know, you're gonna be the recipient of the worst nightmares in this country.
Are we gonna have to go through a lot of pain before we start dealing with reality?
Well, we're dealing with their reality that they handed us. Our reality is going to be reversing what they've done. Some people don't give us a shot at doing it, but I have a little bit more faith in that.
Well, nobody gave George Washington a shot either. Look what he did. Guys with bare feet.
And they took enough shots at him. He ended up with shot bullet holes through his tunic, through his hat, through his three-cornered hat. The guy survived, went on to start a great country, and it was great for a while until the globalists got in here. And, well, we see the present condition. When Americans drop in to see what condition their condition's in, they're in the ICU. Here come the crash carts. Robbie Noel, appreciate it very much. They need to call you. Of course, not during your program. The flip side, it's following just in a few minutes here. But they need to call you at 800-691-7898, folks, while you can still convert that funny money into something of value that is more than likely going to triple very quickly in its price. The clock is ticking, and I'm not quite so sure that that's not the bomb in your Macintosh computer, Mr. Noel. We'll see you on the flip side here, on the flip side of this show in a couple of minutes. Thank you, Robbie.
Thanks, bud.
A message for all.